Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin's trading range remains tight as profit-taking hits $650 billion and serious inflows continue over 11 weeks, while major players are setting records and regulators move to tighten rules. Bitcoin has held near $108,000, as profit-taking surpassed $650 billion this cycle, according to Glassnode. On-chain volume has fallen by about 32%, and futures funding rates show defensive trading. Yet inflows into crypto investment products hit $16.9 billion over 11 weeks, with Bitcoin funds drawing 83% of that figure. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust reached $70 billion in assets under management in just 341 trading days, outpacing any US ETF. At the BTC Prague conference, Michael Saylor said companies can grow their Bitcoin treasuries as fast as they issue equity and credit, contrasting a dentist's steady purchases with a corporation's ability to buy millions in a month. Japanese firm Metaplanet added 1,005 Bitcoin for $104 million, bringing its total to over 13,000 coins and fueling debate over liquidity risks and tax liabilities on unrealized gains. Spanish chain Vanadi Coffee, despite last year's $3.9 million loss and just six locations, aims to hold over $1 billion of Bitcoin, but experts warn underlying business woes remain. The Alkane's Meta protocol by Oil Corp launched at Bitcoin block 880,000 early this year and brings WebAssembly smart contracts to Bitcoin's base layer. It supports automated market makers, staking and NFTs called orbitals. Meanwhile, BNB Chain's Maxwell upgrade halved block times to 0.75 seconds on June 30th and drove record decentralized exchange volume topping $165 billion in June, led by PancakeSwap. It feels almost like stumbling into a hidden level on an 80s arcade cabinet. Adrian Brink of Anoma and Namada argues true blockchain promise is sovereignty, not just decentralization, calling for resilient local networks that operate independently when global systems falter. Vitalik Buterin proposes pluralistic zero-knowledge digital identities verified by community attestations instead of one-size-fits-all models, preserving pseudonymity and reducing coercion risks. Spanish police dismantled a crypto fraud ring laundering nearly €540 million from over 5,000 victims, making five arrests across the Canary Islands and Madrid. Barclays joined other UK banks in blocking credit card crypto buys amid concerns over consumer debt. Hong Kong will license fiat-referenced stablecoin issuers from August 1st with strict capital and reserve requirements to support China's de-dollarization push. Financial advisor Rick Edelman suggests a 10-40% crypto allocation in portfolios, up from 1% in 2021, based on risk tolerance and mainstream acceptance. In crypto gaming news, the Avalanche card game Rainy will shut on July 21st after rewarding over $1 million. While EVE Frontier offers a 10-day free trial from June 27th to July 7th, letting players earn convertible points. GameStop raised $450 million for Bitcoin purchases, bringing its total to $2.7 billion, and showing that digital assets remain part of gaming culture. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.